184. Compromise as to apportionment. Should the members of the House of Representatives be distributed among the states according to population? At first sight, the answer seemed to be perfectly clear. But the real question was, should slaves who had no vote be counted as part of the population? It was finally agreed that slaves should be counted as 3/5 of their real number. This rule was called the federal ratio. The result of this rule was to give the southern slave states representation in Congress out of all proportion to their voting population. 185. Compromise as to the slave trade. When the subject of the powers to be given to Congress came to be discussed, there was even greater excitement. The Northerners wanted Congress to have the power to regulate commerce. But the Southerners opposed it because they feared Congress would use this power to put an end to the slave trade. John Rutledge of South Carolina even went so far as to say unless this question was settled in favor of the slaveholders, the slave states would not be parties to the Union. In the end, this matter also was compromised by providing that Congress could not prohibit the slave trade until 1808. These were the three great compromises, but there were compromises on so many smaller points that we cannot even mention them here.